Hollywood Democrat closing argument, Jimmy Kimmel's wife crashes his monologue for election eve abortion lecture. By Simon Kent on November 8, 2022. On Monday's episode of Jimmy Kimmel Live, the host stood aside and let his wife Molly McNerney, who is the show's co-head writer and executive producer, deliver a lecture on abortion ahead of the midterm elections. He really had no choice. McNerney crashed center stage halfway into Kimmel's usual monologue bearing a flashing red light before addressing the audience. Tomorrow is election day, and abortion rights are gone or endangered in 26 states. Even thought the majority of people in this country supports a woman's right to choose. She continued using the ABC platform, owned by left-wing Disney, to hector the audience. 92% of abortions happen in the first 13 weeks, she stated. Roughly half the women who have abortions live below the poverty line. The only person who should be making a life-altering, potentially life-saving decision for a woman and her body is the woman herself. I'm not here with this dumb alarm asking you guys to love abortion, McNerney said. I'm asking you to love women enough to trust women enough to make their own difficult decisions and to vote for the people who will make that happen tomorrow. Our daughters should not have to fight the battles that our grandmothers won. Our daughters should not have to fight the battles that our grandmothers won, McNerney concluded, joking that when she gets home, Jimmy Kimmel had better have dinner and a gummy waiting for her. President Joe Biden last week defended Roe v. Wade and the claimed national right to abortion during a campaign rally in Florida, arguing no one knows when life officially begins in the womb, as Breitbart News reported. The president has tried to make abortion a key issue for the midterms, vowing to support federal funding for women trying to pay for an abortion and making nationwide laws to legalize abortion nationwide. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.